Parshas Bamidbar discusses the Dgolim and the positioning of Klal Yisrael at great length. Many psukim dedicated to it. And in Beis Nun Beis, V'chonu Bnei Yisrael Ishal Machaneu V'Ishal Digloi L'Tzivoisim. Klal Yisrael were positioned, everyone with their own flag, by their legions in their individual places. Everybody had a special place to go. Everybody had a special place to be. Already from the time of Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov was mitzaveh, his sons to carry him. And that's how Klal Yisrael was chayna mitzaveh of the Mishkan. Mishkan in the middle. And everybody had a special place. Everybody had a specific area, a specific place where they're supposed to be. Rabbi Yeruchim, and Asiro, he's Marich in a few shtiklach, when he gets to the Indian of Seder, and he says, you see the tremendous Seder that there was here in Klal Yisrael. He says, when he gets to the different directions, Mizrach, Mariv, he says, nothing is by chance. Everything is the reason why the sun always rises in the east and sets in the west. Mizrach is from Lashon of Zorach, Amar is from Lashon of Orach. The Sofen and Dormus also has to do with the sun. But it's all, everything is with a cheshbon. Everything is, you see the entire Bria is with a cheshbon. We see the Chomer of Seder, Meshurer Shashir Eschayiv Miso. Somebody that's one of the Levim that is supposed to be singing, and instead, or not even instead, it could be an addition. In addition, even if he hasn't been AWOL, he hasn't gone and neglected what he's supposed to do, nevertheless, if he's Shir, if he switches and he goes to close the doors, in the Beis HaMikdash, Chayiv Misa, what did he do wrong? Well, terrific, so he took somebody else's job, the guy was sick, so he took him over. He didn't neglect what he had to do. So the Chiv of Seder, you see, is tremendous. And Betzim, the Indian of the Makalel was because of the tremendous Seder that was here. That's what it says in Emor. Why was he Makalel? So one of the Shatim Rashi brings down is, it says, where did he come out of? He wanted to join Machan Adon because his mother was Shlemes Bas Zivri from Don. So what are you doing here? My mother is from Bnei Don. So you go after the base of voice of the father, not of the mother. Because he wasn't able to be in together with a certain place. We see that the tremendous Seder that was here, and one person that didn't belong there. That's it. He's out. What's so chashuv about Seder? So the Alter of Kelmi says something interesting. He says that Be'etzim Seder in and of itself, it could be medamet to like a clasp on a pearl necklace. The clasp on the pearl necklace is maybe the least chashuva part of the necklace. It's the pearls is a person's midos. However, the clasp is what holds all the pearls that they shouldn't fall. Nowadays they don't do that. Make sure that it shouldn't happen. They tie a knot in between every single pearl. That way you don't lose them all if one opens up. But generally if you have you string pearls together, you have a clasp that holds them all together. If you don't have the clasp, so then all the pearls fall. So you're right. In and of itself, Seder maybe is not of the most chashuv of midos, but it's what holds all the midos together, and that's why it's so chashuv. It's what holds the entire bria together. It's what holds everything in the bria is misudar. Everything in the bria is. If there's one little thing that looks funny in a person's his hair is growing out of the wrong side of his hand, all of a sudden, you know, then it looks very weird. Why? Because everything is so misudar in the Bria. Everything grows. The Ramban says the Chomer of Klaim, or the Indian of Klaim, is Masber, is because you be Ma'ar of two different things together, two different Chalakim in the Bria, which is the Indian of Shatn is Bakhlal, and the Indian of, you say also Basar Bakhalav, Heter and Heter. How could it be that Heter and Heter, when you be Ma'ar of them together, it creates Isser? The answer is because you be Ma'ar of two things that aren't supposed to be Muruv. Obviously, tuna fish and peanut butter also wants to be Muruv, there's no Isser. But the very fact that the Torah is mitzava benegia to klaim is iruvin, is the targum of klaim. Is iruvin, you be ma'ar of two different things together. Shor v'chamor, or Tamir Pishtim, Basar Cholov, all these inyanim are inyanim of Klein. But every person, Be'etzem, has many, many midas, many, many pearls. However, if he doesn't have a seder, and he doesn't know how to utilize those pearls, he won't be able to maximize his keiches, because it's just a bilbul. If a person doesn't spend his time, doesn't set his day properly, doesn't use his keiches properly, he's not misad himself the way that he should, then a lot of time, a lot of keiches, and a lot of midas teiveris will go to waste, because they're not utilized properly. I saw that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, they interviewed Reb Chaim Kanievsky's son, the Dirshu weekly alone that they put out, and one of them he says he thinks that there's three midas that really his father, you could helped his father get to who he got to. He says, first of all, you have to realize that obviously he had keiches that we don't have. Obviously, from his little kid, he loved learning, and his dedication and his kishmak and the house that he grew up in and everything, and his uncle and his grandparents and everything, v'chulu, parents, grandparents, in-laws, his whole situation was different than ours. But he says there's three things, he thinks that they could apply to everybody. And I'll mention all three of them because we're a week before Kabbalah Sotera, and they're all Dvarim Chashuv for Kabbalah Sotera. One of them was Seder. He said, the first thing he said was his akshanut, his stubbornness and dedication to succeed in his learning. And that was, he said, that he thinks maybe he got it from, I never heard the story, even though we've heard the stories about Rav Chaim himself, but where maybe he got it from, when he was in Lomja, learning in the yeshiva in Petah Tikva, his roommate was Remeir Soloveitchik, who afterwards was Rav in Schweiz. And he said one time, he says that at the beginning of the, when they established the country, Eretz Yisrael, the Medina, so it was basically a free-for-all with regard to the chinuch. The fry were trying to get any yid that was coming and take them away from, there shouldn't be any chinuch for yadus. And then the pilim were going out, it was pilim, levlachim, turned from pilim to levlachim. I remember when I was a kid, shouldn't say how many years ago, but at least 35 years ago, that's what we used to collect for. 35, we used to collect for, go around collecting for pilim. And turned, morphed into Lev Lachem together with Prelim, but it was also for the purpose of going out and getting people to enroll their children in Chinuch for Torah Mitzvahs. Kitzer, he said, Rav Chaim was one of the younger Talmidim there, he didn't go out, but his roommate, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, went out, he was 5 years older. Kitzer, he one night he went out, and they didn't have, I guess, enough money to walk to where they had to go, so he walked to the Moshav, and he was there the entire day, and enrolling people, getting people that are interested, talking to people. He finished at 1 o'clock in the morning, and he had to walk back. He got back at 4 o'clock in the morning. Kids, he got 4 o'clock in the morning, and he hadn't learned the whole day. He opens up his Gemara, and his eyes are closing. He reads one line and falls asleep. 2 minutes later, he wakes up again, and he reads another line and falls asleep. Again, and again, and again, and again, till he finishes the blot. Kids, the next morning, Reb Chaim asked him, says his son, we didn't ask our father what he was doing up at 4 o'clock in the morning, but he asked Ramesha, he says, did you understand the blot that you learned last night? He said, not a word, not a single word. So Prime said, I don't understand, so why didn't it make much more sense, go to sleep, and you will learn in the morning, and be able to understand what's going on? Doesn't make sense, why did you? He said, Beth Sam, you're right, else this blot itself, you're right, 100%, we make more sense to go to sleep. He says, but I wasn't thinking about this blot. I have a kabbalah to learn a blot a day. If I break my seder, my kviyus, then what's going to be with the next 100 blot? What's going to be with all the other blot after? Seder. So in Hanami, I force myself, and even though I'm going to have to learn it again tomorrow because I didn't understand what I said today, that shouldn't go without the. Since Reb Chaim got that akshanut, and he told the stories about, you would say, but when the Chazon Ish was nifter, and he came back from the Levaya, or Mamish broke into pieces, and he had all his chavis to do. And he did all his chavis and forced himself to do all his chavis, and he didn't understand the word of what he... Nothing. It wasn't there. Pusha wasn't... He had to do them all the next day. But he forced himself to do it. But what was the akshanut? The akshanut was that when he was 16 years old, he wanted to finish Shas. And he tried to finish it 1 year, to finish Shas in a year. And he wasn't matzliach. So he tried again the next year. And he wasn't matzliach again. And he tried again the next year. And he was matzliach. But then the kuda of, okay, we tried. I tried. I gave it all my best, and Reb Chaim's all his best was all his best, but he tried and he failed. So a lot of people will throw in the towel then, but that's not the, especially if you're starting off with Tumas Bez V'Cholos, not to throw in the towel, not to throw in the towel. I will give a little myself at the end for the specifically for the limud. But yeah, at the beginning it's hard. Kol Shalos Kol Shalos. We're not to keep on going and push it in. Whatever the limud is, the limud, the time, the learning, the chavrusa, to push it, not to just give up so easily. The second thing he said was his rizus, Chaim's rizus. He says everything that he did was immediately. That's how he was. He says everything that he did, he says as soon as he got engaged, his father says, let's go and buy mezuzah for the apartment. So we didn't see an apartment yet to know how many mezuzahs to buy. We're going to buy mezuzahs for the apartment. Let's go buy a suit for the chasana. He said that in the earlier days when you only have like one or two letters a day, so he used to go take the letter, write the right response, and take it and go mail it right away. The kids are, one time his son-in-law was there, his son, I don't remember who it was there, and he says, I'm leaving anyhow, so I'll take a letter with me. So Chaim was very happy, he saved himself 15 minutes, that he could, kids are 2 minutes later, he hadn't left yet, he says, give me back the letter. Took the letter and he ran. And he went to mail it. That was to have that zrizus, but that zrizus really where it plays out, and certainly is in Avodas Hashem. This person is zoriz to be mekayim a mitzvah. Shemartem es amaseis, also be amaseis la mitzvahis. Certainly with limud haTorah it's that way, to be zoriz with that. A person that's zoriz and he shows up on time, he shows up and he's always, maybe he got it from his father. His father, they say, I was just thinking about it this morning, by Chris haTorah, but his father, he said that in between aliyahs, he would be, Ramesha also, they say, in between aliyahs, he would always be, you know, down in his mishnayos. They said that more, even stipulous. That was in between people that came to talk to him, he would be down in his mishnayos. Somebody told me he was by Reb Chaim. He said, I was there with my father, and in between, he says it was during Pesach, and Pesach, he was very, very busy learning Yerushalmi. Why was that? He had to do like 60 blot a day or something. Because he always liked to be Matim, Yerushalmi together with the Bavli. Now he just started brachas. He always started Erev Pesach. He started again, started brachas. But the only mesechta in Bavli that there is from Zoraim is brachas. After that, there's nothing. You jump to Shabbos. Mashenkin in Yerushalmi, you have all the mesechtas there. Therefore, you have to finish the entire Yerushalmi of Zoraim to be able to start Shabbos together. Bavli, Kitzur, he was very busy, and his father was there, and he was there. And he said, in between, he noticed, in between his father and himself, and you know, if you were ever by Reb Chaim, it's not like there's like 15 feet in between each person. It's barely 15 millimeters in between each person. But in between the two of them, he's ready, his eyes were down, he hopped another line. The Seder, can we do that? We cannot do that. But that, the zrizus of not wasting time, doing it right away, doing it, hopping rein. And last thing really was what we wanted was the Seder. So the Seder in his house, his farm, every single sefer was in the right place. Said that he would come into his house, really from 7-8 meters away, 15-20 feet away, he would already see whether or not there's a sefer missing. Where's that sefer? Says that when Rizik Zilberstein would come to speak to him on learning, so the Rebbetzin would always prepare cake and a tea, cake and a kitzer. As soon as he finished the cake and the tea, he would quickly get up and he'd take the cup to the kitchen to wash. He says, Chaim is not able to. There should be an empty cup on the table. He says there shouldn't be an empty cup on the table. But the Seder of these three Nekudos, which are certainly important in all of Avodas Hashem. And I think that really, very many Gedolim, they had, even if they didn't have the exact same Seder, but they were very Mesudar. I know Rabbi Yashiv, he didn't have the same Seder like Reb Chaim, but he was totally Fakir, I like to say. Right? Reb Chaim, every single solitary day of his life, he had exactly a choyves, as he called them. Exactly Mesudar, what he learned, 7 blot of this, and 2 parakim of this, and 1 of this, and everything Mesudar. Rabbi Yashiv was exactly Fakir. Rabbi Yashiv never had any Seder Bechlal, and he never had, it's always you learn till you finish. Takes you 5 years, 20 years. Takes you, you don't go. And he held fakir, you shouldn't learn with the kvius, because if you learn with the kvius, then one day you're supposed to learn a blot a day, right? One day, the blot really should be taking you 3 days. And one day, you should be able to learn 5 blot today. So, you shouldn't be learning with the kvius, really. That's why a lot of people, they get stuck, they don't know to learn without a kvius. Like Rabbi Yashiv says, Rabbi Chaim never did that. Learn with the kvius of Chaim, Rabbi Yashiv didn't do that. So, you can't do either. So, you're stuck without anything. So, And the answer is that most people, the answer is you should do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. The person has to be Mesadar himself. But Rabbi Yashiv, even though he wasn't Mesudar in that way that he had a certain amount, but he's very, very Mesudar, he used to say that you'd be able to set your clock to your watch to the time that he would come out of the Bezden HaGadol. When he was walking every day, it would be at the exact same time. You'd be able to get to the crosswalk at the time right before it turned green, and be able to clear it. Mama, she was like clockwork. But not just that, the Seder of, I heard that Leil Shavuos, he wouldn't stay up. He wouldn't stay up the whole night. Because for him, his Seder was differently. His Seder, even though somebody told me today, a Adam Choshev here in the mirror, was very close to Rabbi Yashiv, told me that he asked Rabbi Yashiv, and Yashiv says, Mat Petom, you have to stay up the whole Leil Seder, you have to stay up the Shavuos, minigly so, for sure. He was telling me, he says, you have to know, because I just asked the Rav tonight, he tells me. He says, I just asked the Rav tonight, what are you supposed to do if you stay up Leil Seder, you're not going to be able to daven Shachris, which is more chashuv. So the Rav told me, Pasha, that you have Shachris is more chashuv. So a lot of places, rather they have people stay up at night, and Leil Shachris go to sleep, and then they have a minute later on. That's a lot of people do. Now, but he says, but Rav Yashiv told me, you have to stay up at night. Either way, to have that Seder, Rav Yashiv was able to, I remember I used to go to Revolver, my grandfather, and 11:15, like clockwork. It was like, no matter what was going on, Masai Shabbos, the entire family used to come, with children and grandchildren, and whoever, great-grandchildren, whoever was there, they were coming. But 11:15, bang, he was up. Good night, that's off. That was it. It didn't make a difference what was going on. It didn't make a difference. Now, it was, the thing is, why it's very difficult, Seder is so difficult, is because the entire year is really not Mesudar. We have Yom Tovim, we have Shabbos, and we have every week we have a change of schedule, and the Yom Tovim certainly a change of schedule, and everything is a change. I saw they had in that shtickle, they said that the son of Reb Chaim said, he said that the Baba used to say, Rabbi Yashiv's wife used to say, that the year of the Yid's year is so low Mesudar. And when it comes to Leil HaSeder, they're already asking Manish Tana. You have one night, that's Mesudar, all of a sudden they have Manish Tana. What's going on? So, yeah, Zichr, a person that life is not Mesudar, but there's a lot of days that are Mesudar. And there's a lot of days that if we would be Mesadar ourselves properly, then we'd be able to accomplish so much more. A person has Mesudar. A story I've said in the past, I think, but it's one of a fascinating story. They asked Rabbi Victor Miller, they would say, what would you do if you were told that you have one more day to live, what would you do? How would you use that day? So he says, it depends when they told me. He says, if it's 7 o'clock in the morning, I'd be davening Shachris. If it's 8 o'clock, I'd be eating breakfast. If it's 9 o'clock, I'd be going to Seder. If it's 10 o'clock, I'd be giving my first year. He lived his life, Mesudar. It didn't make a difference if he has another 3,000 or 10,000 days to live, or he has another one day to live. I'm going to use my day to the fullest, to be Mesadar yourself in a way that you're using your day to the fullest. Obviously, things come up, and obviously, things change. I wasn't expecting to go to sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning and one of the kids to have fever, and etc. Obviously, things are not always, it's not always possible to be Koivea. But the more that a person could be Koivea, the more he could be Matzliach. We see in Chaval, fraught with learning. Chomish is Lemikra, and Esther is Lemishna, Chomish is Le-Talmud. There's certain times, certain to be Mesader ourselves. We do things differently, maybe, Bizmanenu, for whatever reason. But, with good reason. But the more a person can be Mesader himself, and to make a Kviyas for himself, and to make, there's a little bit of a, nowadays, everybody doubts the shtiblich wherever you go. So you're never mechuyev to wake up at a certain time. Whenever you wake up, you'll have a minion. And whenever, somebody I was with last night at 1:10 in the morning went to go find a marv. So, and he found one. So, now, there's nothing that's tying us down to a specific time. It's the whole mahalach hachaim. But if a person is kivei himself, will be matliach much more, because you have a time that you get up, and you have a time that you daven, and you have a time that you eat, and it's not just chaplap, and everything is mesudar, everything is, you're able to maximize your koichos, your time, and everything else in the best possible way. And I would think, maybe, just, it's probably the hardest place to start, but it's probably also the best place to start. The best place to start is the time that a person goes to sleep at night. I remember I was in Lakewood, and Rabbi Matzion Salman was giving a shmuz, and he said, I was speaking to Rav Volbo in Eretz Yisrael, And they said that one of the biggest issues, he says, things facing Bachrum is the time they go to sleep at night, or the time that they don't go to sleep at night. I don't know which one. But that not have a kavua time and just float, just as a incentive. I heard from somebody this past week, he told me, he says, here from Noach Orlovich, he said that the most important ingredient for chinuch of your children is a good night's sleep. And the same applies to Shalom Bayis. And as I heard from Yonis and Ever, he says he has 6 reasons why people don't enjoy learning. Why don't people get a gishmak in learning? Ba'atzem, it should be extremely gishmak. That is nothing that's more muscular than Torah. So why don't people have gishmak? Number one reason, he says. What's his number one reason? It's because they didn't have a good sleep last night. So try learning when your head is falling down. What is Tisa talking about? What's Tisa talking about? I don't understand. I'm spending 15 minutes on this Tisa. I don't know what's going on. Look at the Marsha. Of course you don't understand Marsha. You don't understand Tisa. Why do you understand Tisa? Not because Tisa ran away from you. You never got the Tisa. You're sleeping. So the importance of a good night's sleep for Shalom Bayis, for Chinuch, for your own learning, for your own growing, for your Seder Ayim, the Seder of the next day starts at the time that you go to sleep at night.